He's dead. And that's good news. I think I know where he is, too. Saul Alinsky's dead. Like I said, it's good news. But how's his work going? Today, we're going to grade his work. That's hour one. Hour two, we're going to go through the good news. And this is the 5-Minute Focus.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. The 5-Minute Focus is a rehearsal. Sit down and read the teleprompter for you. It's actually just a glance ahead to what we have coming up in the next couple hours or so of podcasting. Hour one, grading Saul Alinsky's work as he, in all likelihood, is in hell. There's a very famous letter to the editor that gets passed around from time to time. I wonder if the gentleman who wrote it ever expected it to become this famous. Garrett Geer wrote this years ago. Are we playing into their plan? It's about Saul Alinsky's plan for America, and it had to do with capturing healthcare. This is the feckless and lying LA County health boss. And she was at the MLB All-Star game, not wearing a mask, but.
What percentage of your decision was based on the statistics you've cited, and what percentage was based on public reaction against universal indoor masking?
Well, I'm not sure there's a percentage here. We made our decision based on the data.
No, she didn't. She tried to reinstall masking, and counties said no. Cities said, no, not this time. So how's Saul Alinsky's work proceeding? There is a new rule. Oh, and it's scary. The Mockingbird Media have a new rule as it relates to the monkeypox. And that rule is don't say gay.
Men who have sex with men.
Men who have sex with other men.
Men who have sex with men.
Men who have sex with men.
Men who have sex with men.
Men who've had sex with men.
Men who have sex with men.
Men who have sex with men.
And that reminds me of something as we take a look at Saul Alinsky's work post-death. How's it working in America? Well, they did want to control the media, but that was by education. They wanted to get into education and control the media by controlling the people who went in to education. So that reminded me of something. Remind me of this.
We're really just about to experience a viral blizzard.
You heard infectious disease expert Michael Osterholm say that we're about to experience a viral blizzard.
One expert now warns a viral blizzard.
Right on talking point they were. Education. How is the Saul Alinsky plan proceeding on education in our country? This is the boss of government schools. Not really, but she is pretty much the boss. Randy Weingarten runs the biggest so-called teachers union.
I think what Gavin Newsom did in California is really the best model.
Yeah. Well, then there's gun control. Nancy Pelosi, after a vote in the House to approve a ban on something they call assault weapons, not sure what those are, says it's not really about just taking away your guns. In fact, she's very careful how she says this.
Today, House Democrats will vote to reinstate the assault weapons ban with strong protections for children and families. It's not about taking guns away from people who should have them. It's about safe storage. You got a problem with that?
It's not about taking guns away from people who should have them. As determined, of course, by Nancy Pelosi. So hour one, we're going to grade the evil work of Saul Alinsky. And how are we doing as a country in pushing back against it? How far along are they? Hour two, we're going to take a look at some of the good news. Because there is a lot of good news. For instance, the party's not having any luck in continuing to hide what Jeff Epstein was.
It was an intelligence operation.
whoever was running it, whether it was the Mossad or whether it was the CIA or whether it was a combination of both, mm-hmm. it was an intelligence operation. They were bringing in people and compromising them.
He's talking about Pedophile Island, of course, Joe Rogan is. Oh, the Gateway pundits. Yep, they're demanding the release of the diary. They want the names of the men and probably women who went to go carry out their fleshly sexual desires using the bodies of children. Fascinating, that's not released yet. There is good news. There's this.
So as we're saying, it's not knowable now if the country is technically in a recession, but we know that that growth is slowing.
Yeah, the good news is the Mockingbird media, the spell is gone. For so many, the spell is gone. Oh, and then out of England. Oh, thank the Lord for what has happened in England. Thank the Lord for a ruling on behalf of fired healthcare workers. Thank you to a judge who recognizes what Google is. Thank you to a woman we've never heard of named Allison Bailey. She and I have some real differences, but man, is she saving children. That's what's coming up on the Todd Herman Show. This is a great opportunity to hit the share button on your podcast app. Look for it. It's right there and share it with friends. May you as well spend more time in prayer than you do with podcasts.